真的很高兴到我们教会来讲道。
I'm so pleased I can come to this church to share my message to you today.
这个刚才永丽介绍我的时候，我听就想笑。
Well, while I give you an introduction, I'm almost going to laugh out loud.
他如果最后一句话说“范西的弟兄安息吧
”，What if he says peace to you, brother Fan?
那就是我在我的最次礼拜想听到的。
So almost like a kind of thing at a memorial service.
这次来其实来到我们教会最高兴就是说，真的没有听到有人跟我抱怨你们牧师有怎么坏。
One thing I'm really happy is no one's complaining about your pastor.
我算大概应该快一年了哈，这个蜜月期可能还没过去，应该过去了。
So it's been about a year now.
真的盼望你们在组内能够精诚合作。
So I was hoping that you can kind of like unify under in the church under Christ.
特别是你们这些主要同工教会的地头蛇们。
especially those so-called gangsters, as like we call it, the deacon boys, all the elders. But we know that it's very difficult to get everybody kind of like collaborating together. It's a tough task.
Yeah, 真的就希望你能够谦卑地彼此扶助，把这个教会建得更加兴旺。
So really ask you to be to humble yourself and you can work together.
所以今天讲这个题目是应该大家都熟悉的一段圣经一个诗篇。
So the message I'm going to share with you is most of you probably familiar with. It's one of the passages from Psalms.
所以我也非常高兴讲这个诗篇。
And I'm really happy to talk about things from Psalms as well.
其实昨天一路开车来两个将近二十分钟的路上，就一再就默想这段诗篇。
So I was when I was driving over here, I was continued to meditating on the verses and passage on in Psalms.
尤其是那两句话。
Especially the two verses on.
你以恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的路径都滴下自由。
You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance.
你知道这段话，其实我们在教会时间长，都听过许多次。
So if you come to church, you probably heard these verses over and over again many times.
你以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
You crown the year with your bounty.
但当自己真的去问这话的时候，其实许多自己问自己其实并不太明白。
So a lot of time you ask yourself what it actually message means, you don't probably don't understand that much.
所以很高兴昨天有将近两个半小时时间就不断的去默想这段话。
So I really have this privilege that I have 2 hours kind of meditating on this topic.
真的很感动，都有点想落泪的感觉。
So while I was doing the meditation, I almost kind of, in a way, moved to almost to tears.
因为就从我们家到你们教会这段路，或到你们教会几位兄弟姐妹家路，我这几年也开过很多次。
So as you know, I come to this church so many times. I've been on this road many times already.
从春天到冬天。
I'm coming here in the spring and winter, all different occasions.
看到大雪，又看到满地翠绿。
I was able to see the snow. I also see the green pasture on the road when I came over here for a visit.
看到在你们快到你们家里有一段这个秋天的时候，那种枫叶那种美丽，简直你就会觉得想到伊甸园。
And in the fall time, I also see this foliage is such a richness of color in autumn.
我就一直在想啊，这就是神说的真的。我以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
This is exactly what God was saying. I crown the year for you through the abundance.
我的路都滴下自由。
My cars overflow with abundance.
我甚至突然想，只有这两个词，我不明白是什么意思，因为我不，那不是我们现代人的想象。
So I was trying to understand what it is, but it's very difficult to come to a understanding sometimes.
所以我后来就。突然有另一种想象，用现代人可以理解的想象。
So I was trying to come up with a explanation or picture that mostly contemporary people will be able to understand.
你的道路花香满溢。
So your path will full with all these aromas from all different flowers.
你的足迹闪耀星光。
That your footstep all filled with all these lights from stars.
写完之后，觉得自己还挺有点诗意的。
So a lot of time you almost like this is like a hymns or pictures.
就说你在上帝年岁为我们冠冕的时候，
So at the beginning of the year that God crowned the year.
我们看到上帝这个车战车走过的路，都闪着星光。
So you can imagine that God's chair was enlightened or carried with this light of stars.
在那些变幻的路中，你可以闻到耶稣基督的生香之气。
And through this passage of chair, you can kind of have smell the fragrance from that was coming from Jesus Christ.
这首诗的背景有不同的说法。
There's a lot of discussion about the background of this passage in Psalm 65.
我们就不细去研究。
So I don't want to do a very detailed study on the background.
你也不必去强调，OK，就这一个说法，可能另一个也成立。
So you can kind of accept all different explanations, all is good.
但这里最主要是什么呀？这是一首感恩诗。
This is really a psalm that giving thanks to Lord.
但这首感恩诗最奇怪什么？它一开始的居然是赞美。
Well, the one thing that's interesting is the beginning of Psalm is actually offering worship and thanks.
他是呼吁上帝的儿女一起来赞美上帝。
He actually call all the children of God to praise Lord all together.
神啊，西安人都等候赞美你。
Lord, the people praise you, O Lord.
等候两个词，有的专家可以翻译成是合宜的、适合的、
Well,
适当的。
this verse says, "Praise awaits you." There's other translation. It says, "The praises is befitted to you."
说在西安的上帝啊，向你赞美，这是合宜的。
So the praise to Lord in Zion, the praise to you is very appropriate.
那么这里说的是说，在西安的人，在西安的人。
So this says the people in Zion.
就是说是上帝的儿女，
So those are children of God.
因为只有上帝的儿女才像发出他赞美的歌声。
So the children of God, they are singing this thankfulness to Lord.
所以有句诗歌讲，唯有蒙恩者会赞美歌唱。
So a lot of hymns, you say that only the people who are blessed that will sing praises to Lord.
我就是直到昨天晚上在程弟兄家的时候，我才想到相反的一句话。
So while I was at Brother Chen's home, I was thinking about some other passages as well.
唯有赞美者才会感恩。
Only the people who would express praises that will give thankfulness.
唯有你真心从神赞美神。
Only when you praise Lord wholeheartedly,
你才能无论好坏，你都去感恩。
that is the only time you can give thanks, no matter what condition is, either the condition is good or the condition is really
所以，
awful.
另外的翻译就是赞美上帝，又可以翻译为向神默默无声。
So a lot of time you offer praise to the Lord, you also would say being kind of like silent before God.
就像诗篇讲一样，西安的上帝呀，我们以默默的赞美在你面前等候。
So it's like in Psalm it's saying that we worship you silently.
就是许多时候我们就觉得啊，只有大声歌唱是赞美。
A lot of time we're thinking about awful things you have to sing out loud, but
这
that's
的
not
确
the
是一种
case.
赞美。
That is indeed a praise to Lord as well.
但另外一种就是说，我默默无声也是赞美。
A lot of time you also need to know that a silence in praising Lord also is a way of worshiping God.
我大概就想，卫斯理的一句诗。
So I was thinking about a psalm by John Wesley.
他说：“主耶稣基督，
So Lord Jesus Christ.
每想到你，我的心中便充满了甜蜜。”
So every time I thought think about you, my heart is filled with sweetness.
把耶稣看作自己心灵的情人。
So you kind of regard Jesus Christ as your lover, so to speak.
你没想到他就心里充满了甜蜜。
So every time you think about Jesus Christ, your heart is filled with sweetness.
一句话甚至不说。
So you don't even have to say anything.
你就感受到那种甜蜜，那也是从内心的赞美。
You can feel sweetness in your heart. This is really a worship from your heart.
其实有的时候不只是想到耶稣。
So not only think about Jesus Christ.
当你在这个天地中，你看到上帝创造的奇妙。
So a lot of time, not only that, when you think about things that are very magic in our world.
你感到一种喜悦。
You can feel a joy in your heart.
你知道这种喜悦是上帝赐给你的。
You know that those kind of joy is really what God bestows upon us. And those are also kind of worship and praising.
默默
those are like silent worship and praising to the Lord as well.
所以我非常喜欢大卫斯去讲到那种更深层的赞美。
So I really like King David's praises through this kind of like silent praise.
我的心平稳安静，好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中。
So I was like, I had a calm and quiet heart. I'm like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child that I'm content.
我的心在我里面真像断过奶的孩子。
That I'm just like the weaned child with his mother.
以色列啊，你当仰望耶和华，从今时直到永远。
So Israel, you should put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore.
你的心情心里充满了人心灵那种最美好的东西，就是那种宁静。
So your heart is filled with this precious silence.
用梵高的话说，宁静是人生。和艺术的最高境界。
So kind of in a way that the silence is it's a very ultimate status of arts in our minds.
So 这是一种怎样的宁静呢
？So what kind of silence is this？
是一种非常单纯的宁静。
So the silence and calm is a very in its simplest way.
就像一个断过奶的婴儿。
It's just like a weaned child.
在他母亲慈爱的怀抱中
，It's in comforting arm of his mother.
当你以这样的心去看神，去爱神，那就是最美的赞美。
So you have this kind of heart of comfort and calm to worship up. This is the most precious and delightful praise to the Lord.
因为你在他的恩典和大能中享受到了宁静的喜悦。
Because you're able to enjoy this peace under God.
那么为什么会赞美
？So why would we offer praises to the Lord?
所以大卫的第二就所许的愿也要向你偿还。
So he said, all your wishes, it will be all fulfilled.
我们赞美神说到底源于我们看到了经历到了上帝的作为。
So through this, we'll be able to experience his wonderful deeds.
你自己在自己生命中亲身经历到了上帝的作为。
So in your personal experience, I'm sure you experience God's deeds in your life.
你知道这件事之所以发生
，So you know why things are happening to you.
有一件可以确定
，So there's one thing for sure.
排除了一切其他原因，你可以确定
，Besides all other reasons,
神恩待了你
，God has to have
是上帝的手触摸了你的心灵，引导你的道路
，God's hands over you have been leading you along the path.
所以你才能发出由衷的赞美。
And that is the reason why you can offer these praises from your heart.
完了，大卫就继续说，为什么要赞美
？And King David continued to say why we need to offer praises.
他说：“听祷告的主啊，凡有血气的都要来救你。
”So it says, you who pray answer prayer to all the people will come.
我昨天在路上一再去默想这句话。
So I continue to meditate these verses yesterday.
就是前面的听祷告的主
So the Lord listened to the prayer.
心里非常感动。
So I was really touched by this verse of Lord that listened to the prayer.
因为这一个名称告诉了我们所相信的那位神，你所信赖的神到底是一种什么样的神。
So this actually gives us a promise what kind of God we are believing in.
在大卫的诗篇中反复提到了这样一个名字来描述上帝。
So in David's Psalms, it keep on repeating this for God's name.
他是一个听祷告的主。
He is the Lord who listened to the prayers.
这个上帝不是高高在上的一种力量。
So he's not just like a power that sits up high in heaven.
不是你无法去接触的一种存在。
He's not a kind of like some kind of being that you cannot make in contact with.
而是能亲眼看到你的苦难，亲眼听到你祷告的主。
But actually, he's a Lord that sees all your suffering, all the things that you've been doing.
所以就想到了一个大哲学家上世纪初写的一本书。
So I'm thinking about a great philosopher that wrote a book in the last century.
他的名字叫《我与你
His name?
不，书的名字叫《
The
我与
book, the name of the book is Me and You.
他讲了圣经中的第一段话。
He was talking about the words from the past,
因为他是个
from the
犹
book.
太人。
He's a Jew.
他相信旧约。
He believed in the Old Testament.
但他也是讲到了耶稣的爱。
He also mentioned about
他第一句话就
是
起初神创造天地。
He was talking about the first verse in the Bible. In the beginning, God created
他从话
heaven and earth.
起初就有关系。
So he says, at the beginning, there's already a relationship established.
当上帝讲到起初的时候，当圣经起初的时候，就意味着关系。
So at that, the first verse already talk about a relationship is being established.
意味着上帝和世界的关系。
It's the relationship God with this world.
意味着上帝和人类的关系和你我的关系。
The relationship of God with the humankind, the relationship of God and you.
这个关系从起初就存在。
So that relationship has been established at the beginning.
但听祷告的主这句话就把这个关系就集中讲出了一点。
So that the God, this God that listened to the prayer, there really is an essence of that relationship.
这位主是在乎你我的主。
So that God is really care about you and me.
他真的爱我们。
He really loved all of us.
当我们在呼求的时候，像大卫说，我们在深渊中呼求的时候。
So when we are crying out loud from abyss, he listened to us.
他垂听我们的祷告。
He listened to our prayers.
他回应我们祷告。
Not only listen, he also answer our prayers.
所以这也是每一个上帝的儿女从自己生命的经验可以亲身感受到的。
So this is all the Christian believer. You know this in your life.
你在你的生命中经历到，就这一位主是听我祷告的主。
So you know that in your life, in your experience, you know that this God is the God that answers your prayers.
也可能为小事祷告，也可能为大事祷告。
He answers for small things and prayer for small things, things for ultimate importance.
为欢乐的事情祷告，也可能为痛苦的事情祷告。
Well, he also listens prayer of things for happy in natures or sad in nature.
尤其在苦难中的祷告。
Especially, he answered the prayer in suffering and difficulties.
你亲身经历到了这位主聆听了你的祷告，垂听了你的祷告。
So, personal experience, you all experience this.
他用爱回应了你的祷告。
He answered your prayer with his love.
所以古代有一个非常著名的祷告词。
So there was a very famous prayer in the old time.
被尊崇的主，被尊崇的王。
The one that being as a king,
让我们都蒙你怜悯，也都给予怜悯。
You give us mercies, and we also you give us mercy. You also want to give mercy to other people.
听祷告的主给我们带来一个最基本的生命经验是什么？就是我们蒙了怜悯。
So the God that listened to our prayer, that really essentially means the God had mercy on us.
他的第二大就是。这位主是什么？为什么是要赞美他？因为他是赦免人过犯的救主。
Second thing is why we want to offer praises is He forgave our transgression.
大卫的诗写得很沉痛。
So, King David's hymns full a lot of heaviness in it.
他说罪孽胜了我。
So he says the things overwhelm me.
所以有的又翻译成就我的过犯击败了我。
That means a lot of times it says sins overcome you or win over you.
用我自己的说，就我的罪孽追着我，压伤了我。
So the sins coming chasing after me and overwhelm me and hurt me.
打败了我。
And win over me.
我虽然不想要这样过犯。
Even though I don't want to sin.
但罪再一次把我打败。
But again and again, sin overcome me and win over me.
这是我们自己生命中常常发生的真实经验。
This is really a very good reflection of our life.
你信主之后，你绝对不想主动的犯罪去得罪神。
Of course, in your life, you would not sin against the Lord purposely.
但我们常常不自觉的又发现自己犯了罪。
But sometimes we just sin against God, without knowing about it.
发现了自己不愿意犯的罪。
Even though you don't want to sin against God.
但这种罪又重新的出现。
Those sins overwhelm us over and over again.
所以大卫沉痛地说，罪孽胜过了我。
So David over here says, sins overwhelm me.
再一次把我打败。
And win over me, overwhelm me.
如果只看到这一点，你会非常绝望。
So a lot of time you cannot see this, you cannot feel a little bit hopeless in a sense.
因为你知道你这一生就需要在这种挣扎之中。
Because you know you don't want your life in this such a struggle.
但感谢神。
But give thanks to the Lord.
即使你在失败中，在软弱中，在罪过之中。
Even though you failed and you have been trapped in sins.
只要你转过头。
As long as you are willing to turn back.
不再看你的软弱，不再看你的罪孽，不再看你的痛苦。
Don't look at your weakness. Don't look at your suffering.
你去看耶稣的笑脸
and turn your eyes on the face of Jesus Christ.
你就会像大卫一样经历到
then you'll experience just like what King David.
至于我们的过犯，你都要赦免
You will forgive all our transgressions.
大家知道这里用一个词都
Over here it says forgive all.
你全部的过犯。所有的过犯，他都赦免了。
All the transgression will be forgiven by our Lord.
无论这个过犯有多大，他全赦免了。
No matter how severe those transgression is, the Lord will forgive those.
所以有一位牧师、神学家有个非常，他说多么重要的一个发现。
So there's one theologian says, he says, great discovery.
你在信仰路上有个。非常快乐的发现。
So you have this joyful and discovery.
无论你犯了多大的罪
，No matter what kind of transgression you have，
你只要来到主面前去认罪
，As long as you come to Lord for repentance，
你带来的不是定罪
，You are not being condemned，
而是赦免。
You the forgiveness will be upon you，
因为你所有的罪。都被赦免了
，because all your transgression and sin will be forgiven.
所以兄弟们，这就是神对我们的应许。
So, dear brother and sister, this is a promise from God.
这就是好消息。
This is the good news.
无论你自己多么软弱、多么失败、多么痛苦、多少罪孽
，So no matter how weak you have, how heavily trapped with your sins,
他全赦免了。
He forgives everything.
所以从此你就可以坦然无惧地走在。来到神面前
，so you can be bold walk in front, walk to Lord.
接着呢，大卫又赞美说，他拣选亲近我们
，and then he says he chose us to be close to him.
就说你所拣选带来住在圣所的人多么有福
，so the people you chosen are full of blessing.
我们将饱尝你住宿的美善，你圣殿的喜乐。
We're gonna have continue to have this joys and goodness, when we come close to you.
尤其我们看英文本的圣经，就很容易理解这段话。
So when we look at this English translations of Bible, you'll be able to understand this, much easier.
就说你拣选的，
the one you chosen.
完之后，你又把他带到你身边。
Not only you choose them, you also bring them near to you.
让他和你住在一起。
So they can live together with you.
所以这样的人便是有福了。
So those are the person who are blessed.
因为都是上帝在先，他主动。
So it's really guys almost on the active role.
他拣选你。
He chose you.
他把你带到身边。
He brought you to near him.
他和你住在一起。
So he lived together with you.
那么这段话我想我们大概都熟悉很多。
So we all know about this.
其实我今天想讲就是一句话。
So I really want to just say one word.
就是希伯来书讲的一句话。
So this is recorded in Hebrew.
不可停止聚会。
Don't ever stop meeting together.
上帝在这个世界上那个有形的圣殿，以色列那个有形的圣殿已经没有了。
So the God's real dwelling is no longer on this earth.
但上帝给我们每一个人，在你可到的地方都有一个可见的圣殿。
But God has given us a His kind of dwelling on this world that you can go to.
就是教会。
That is the church.
教会就是上帝给我们设立属灵的家。
So church is what God set it up for us, a spiritual home for us on the earth.
在这个世界上，上帝没给你第二个属灵的家。
So there's no second home that God given to us other than church.
我这一年可能也在你们讲过，一再讲。
So I have been preaching to you several times.
你到任何一个有形的教会中。
When you go to any other churches.
你看到这些传道人。
So you see the speakers.
你看到这些长职。
And deacon boards and co-workers.
你只要处时间长了。
If you've been with them for some time.
一定会发现他有毛病。
So there's always something happen.
一定会发现这个教会有许多不足的地方。
So you always find out there's always things are not perfect, so to speak, in the church.
你要为这点真的感谢神。
So a lot of time you see those, you really need to give thanks to the Lord.
你说一个完美的教会，我们进去多不舒服啊。
So indeed, so if there is a perfect church, you probably feel very discomfort when you go to the church. If the
因为你看每个人都是圣徒。
Because you'll see all the saints in the church.
就像谁啊？像约瑟或者像约翰那样的圣徒。
Just like Apostle John and Joseph.
你进了门，转身应该退出去。
So if we walk in the church, see all of them, nothing you're going to do is going to walk out.
因为你马上知道自己是罪人。
Because you know you are sinners right away.
所以感谢神给我们一群，其实里面人也是罪人。
So we give thanks to the Lord, always seen over here, all sinners.
我们都病了。
We all have illness.
只是病的不同而已。
It's just a degree of illness. Or
所以
different kinds of illness.
去感谢神给我们这样一个教会。
So we really need to give thanks that God gave us church in this
world. 为这样一个不完美的教会去献上感恩。
So we should give thanks to the Lord that church is not so perfect.
同时也饶恕因着教会的不完美给我们带来的一些伤害。
We also need to give forgiveness if in case there's some things that happen that hurt us.
更重要在这里，你无论受到多少伤害。
Not, but one thing is more important. No matter what kind of suffering you had,
都去用爱来去建设教会。
But we always want to use love to edify and establish.
因为在这个世界上，神只给你这一个家。
Because you have to know that God only gave you church as a home.
所以我们必像大卫说，我们必因你的居所，你圣殿的美善知足了。
So God, it says, will feel the goodness of your house, of your holy temple.
因为我在这里感到心满意足。
Because I was so happy and so satisfied when I come to the church.
紧接着讲，我们问自己，我们要问自己，我们要问自己。
Oh, and next thing we're going to say is, we're going to ask ourselves.
就说，神所拣选亲近神的一位是我吗？
So we need to ask ourselves, is it me? God, God have been chosen? Is it me? God have chosen me to come close to him?
把我带到上帝身边，把带到上帝身边那一位是我吗？
Is it me who God have brought near him?
我渴望这是我吗？
Do I desire that is me?
愿这样的渴望在我们每一个兄弟姐妹的心中。
I was hoping that desire is indeed in your heart.
你被拣选了。
You have been chosen.
上帝拉着你的手，把你带到他身边。
And God is holding your hand personally and bring you to the church.
上帝拥抱你。
God has,
在他的圣殿中。
God has embraced you in his temple.
人生最喜乐的事情就是你无论行过高山和幽谷，神都与你同在同行。
The best things ever in our lives, no matter where you climb a mountain or went down to a deep valley, God's always walking next to you.
这是人生最美的事情。
So those are the best things in our life.
上帝与你同在。
God is with us.
你从此可以心满意足。
So your heart will be satisfied.
由于这样的感恩，所以大卫也是我们就发出内心真实的赞美。
So because of that, our hearts are offered praises to God.
所以我们在这里，英文好的兄弟姐妹，尤其在这些长大兄弟，有一个非常优势的地方。
So, brother and sister who was born over here, you have advantage of over most of the people.
因为你们看英文，你就会知道 ，OK， 和中文的翻译有一些小的不同。
So you can see that the English translation has a slight difference than the Chinese one.
它这英文翻译就拯救我们，中文的翻译就拯救我们的上帝，所有的人的依靠。
The in Chinese says, "The God who saves us and all our dependents."
其实英文讲就是你是普天下。普天之下人类唯一的希望。
And in the English translation, you are the only hope of all ends of the earth.
这两个词都可以通用。
So actually that both are the same.
因为只有你当依赖他的时候，当可以依赖他，可以信赖之后，他才能成为你的希望。
So the thing is, only when you're dependent on him, then he will become the hope of what you wishing for?
你无论在什么样的情况下都可以依赖他，这样才能成为你的希望。
So no matter in what circumstances that you will be depend on him, that is only time that God become your hope.
所以这几天我在一再默想这段经文时，想到另一句话。
So this couple of days I was meditating on these verses, I thought about another verse.
耶稣，你是大地的希望。
So it's come to my mind as Jesus, you are the hope of all earth.
你知道我们人讲到我们的灵魂。
So when we think about our spirit,
有一句非常著名的诗。
There's a very famous hymn.
说灵魂是大地的异乡者，外乡人，流浪汉。
So spirit is a outsider of God.
流浪者。
It's the wonder of.
就说你人你只要有灵魂，你就会发现你在这个世界上不是你永远的家，你要在流浪。
Oh, okay. So in the end, if you find out you have a spirit that you know you are the wanderers,
soul
in this world.
受苦的更好一些，灵魂翻译成 soul.
Soul.
灵魂，不是 spirit.
A soul. Okay, the soul. Okay. If you find out you have a soul that you know that you are the wanderers, in this world.
但耶稣是大地的希望。
But God is the hope of, on the earth.
那么，诗人就讲到，就当你经过上帝的拯救
，So when you have received a salvation from the Lord,
你就会对上帝的全能有更广阔的认识。
Then you will have immense understanding about.
不但不会令我们目光短浅、神经质地只顾自己的灵魂，反而扩大我们的联系。
So that you are not just with a short version only paying in your own soul.
你在天地之间到处可以看到上帝的作为。
So you can see God's deeds in heaven and on the earth.
就是你信主之后，你真的相信上帝之后，你的眼光变了。
So when you believe in God, your vision will change.
你的世界观变了，你看世界的那种 眼光变了。
So your world value will change. The way you look at this world will be completely different from before.
你的感受也变了。
And your feeling will be different too.
你在天地高山大海之间，到处都能看到上帝奇妙的作为。
So you can see God's deeds in all, in heaven and in this, on this, and in this world.
我们首先看到上帝统管万有。
So God has control everything.
尽管大海波涛翻滚。
Even though the seas are rolling.
尽管万民喧哗吵闹纷争。
Even though there's a turmoil in this world of all nations.
但大卫用一个词代表，就是你平息了海洋。
David says, you still the roaring of the seas.
我们一想到这个平息这两个字，
When we talk about stilling or calming,
我们就会想到耶稣平静了海。
Then we know that how Jesus calmed the sea.
大卫当时不知道。
So David did not know about that event.
我们今天亲自听到。
But we know that
耶稣平静了海。
So Jesus was able to calm the sea, the troubled sea.
其实耶稣平静海是我看。在我看来，今天看来，最重要不是那个海平静了。
So the most important thing about that calm, the sea being calm,
而是什么？而是他说的不要怕。
It's the most important is do not fear.
是平息了我们内心中最深的恐惧。
That calms our ultimate fear in our heart.
对痛苦的恐惧。
The fear of suffering.
对疾病的恐惧。
Fears of sickness.
对死亡的恐惧。
Fears of death.
耶稣来了之后，就把这个平静了。
When Jesus comes, He calms everything.
耶稣是大地的希望。
So Jesus Christ is the hope of all earth.
完了，这里讲了，上帝治理万民。
So and then after that, God's control all nations.
完之后是就日出之地到日落之处，我这个字打错了一点。
So from the place that have sunrise and sunset,
你使欢声四起。
So you have all this inspiration singing.
这段写的非常美。
So this is really a very beautiful description of God.
你使从日出之地到日落之处。
So from the land have sunrise, from the land have sunset.
欢声四起。
So there's always hymns and inspirations.
弟兄姐妹，不信主，真是有时候用自己的想象力。
So a lot of time you can use some kind of imaginations.
你要用丰富的想象力去想象诗人大卫讲的这幅图景。
So you can kind of come up with a picture of what the King David is trying to portray.
在起伏的山谷。
So in this mountains and valleys,
在波浪的海洋,
in this roaring sea,
在一望无际的旷野,
in this wilderness,
欢声四起,
so there's always joys and inspiration.
从黎明到日落,
from sunrise to sunset.
兄弟们，我们当真的信仰的时候，我们有这样的体会。
So we should have come with this kind of understanding.
要有大卫的这样的体会。
So you have this insight.
你在高山和深谷之中，你能听到欢乐的声音。
So in the mountain, in the valley, you can hear this rejoicing sounds.
你在风和日丽的秋天。
So in this peaceful weathers in autumn.
你在大雪狂舞的冬日。
So no matter in that seasons or in winter.
你能听到天地充满了歌唱。
So you can hear that there's a sound filled in this whole world.
所以我昨天来的一路非常非常感恩。
So when I came over here, my heart's filled with thankfulness.
因为你看到秋季茫茫无际的白雪。
So you can see this snows everywhere.
尤其这个高速公路铲雪特别好。你可以放心地开。
So if especially on this highway, all the snow had been plowed, I can drive safely.
你看到白雪中那个孤立的树，光溜，一棵棵孤立的树。
You can see this tree standing in the snow.
你看到前面一层层的云。
You can see clouds on the horizon.
你真的可以去理解，你使从日出到日落之地都欢呼。
You can kind of have an understanding that there is a worshiping and praise from sunset to sun sunrise to sunset.
所以这就告诉我们一条,
so this is telling us.
说你不要怕,
so don't do not be afraid.
因为上帝有无比的大能,
so his mighty power.
即使你住在深渊之中, 祂也可以拯救你,
even though you live in the midst of abyss, he can save you.
而且他也真样地做了,
and he actually indeed was doing that.
大卫接着说,
and David continued to say,
就说他在第九节到最后13节就讲到了上帝掌权的福分,
and that one was the when God reigns, what are the blessings we have?
也有的认为这一段是祈求,
a lot of time people kind of consider those verses kind of like a wish or prayer.
我大概觉得这两种都是,
I believe either it's both will work.
既是描写了现实中的一种图景,
not only describe what actually happens,
也是内心深处深深的恳求,
it's also a wish from our heart.
今天坐在这儿我突然想到我说大卫真了不起,
so I was, when I was sitting over there, I was admiring the greatness of King David.
他即使后来做到国王的程度,
after being a king,
你知道他内心深处他仍然是个牧羊娃,
so still he is considered himself as a shepherd.
是一个农民的儿子,
he still considered he's just a son of a farmer.
因为他对那一片大地充满了深情,
because he still have this heart for this land he cared for.
他在漫山遍野的牧场中看到了上帝的慈爱,
so he, while he was shepherding the sheep, he can feel the heart of love from God.
可能从小在城市里长大的孩子不容易理解大卫这段诗的感情,
so if you're born in a city, you probably don't have type of understanding that King David has.
尤其你在美国长大吃什么想什么那简直太多了怕的是你吃的太多,
well especially people that are born over here probably very difficult to understand the minds of King David.
如果你的家没有多少食物可吃,
so if you don't have much to eat at home,
如果你经历的岁月那个家乡地方经常闹灾害,
so if you have a lot of calamity in the place that you live,
你就知道大卫多么深的感恩的心唱出这样的赞歌,
so you can kind of have an understanding how King David have such gratitude toward God.
你眷顾大地,
you care the land,
你降下透雨,
and you water with the nourishing rain.
大地干旱的时候,
when the land's filled with drought,
你降下丰富的雨使大地就像干渴人都喝到了水,
so you nourishes land with rain water.
你使大地大而肥美,
so you have land to receive the richness.
你的江河里河水满溢,
so the water in the river and they all filled with water.
农民的地起了犁沟,
so you can kind of start to see furrows being on the farming the land.
降下雨水使土地发软,
so when you have rain on land, they started growing crops.
在地里长的庄稼都蒙你赐福,
so those crops are being blessed by you.
用中国古话叫普降甘霖,
so in our Chinese words, it's like the nourished rain everywhere.
五谷丰登,
and then you have all crops.
大卫就以这样一个农民儿子的心中献上感恩，主啊，你何等的眷顾我！
So he was using this kind of like a son from a farmer, a way to worshiping and praise God.
你普降甘霖,
you have given a downpouring of nourishing rain.
是五谷丰登,
so you have all the crops that we harvest.
我们可以丰衣足食,
so we have a harvest and we have food in our life.
完之后，紧接着第十一讲就是说，你以慈，对这句话就以恩典为年岁的冠冕。 你的路径都滴下直流。
Next one, you crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance.
就是以你的慈恩给年岁带上冠冕。
That means you have given this bestowed the grace to this the year.
我不知道在座诸位兄弟们有没有这样的想象力。
So I don't know you have this type of imagination.
说上帝给年岁。 以恩典给年岁戴上冠冕，戴上皇冠。
So how would you imagine that God crowned the year with His bounty?
我们许多大概失去了这种想象力。So
we may not have that type of imagination.
如果我们把这句话改成这句话，我们大概还写就：上帝以恩典为我们的年岁戴上冠冕，我们还容易理解。So
you can probably understand like God has crown, put a crown on the ear for us. With your grace. So, but the word was used is over, it says the year is not our life.
意味着什么?
So, what does it mean?
这个词你要如果翻译另一个词，你就知道这个话说的太了不得了。
So, let me try and explain. This one is really, this word is amazing.
以恩典为时间的冠冕。
Wow, so your grace is crowned, you crown the grace on the time.
上帝把时间给圣化。
So God has sanctified the time.
时间是属于上帝的。
So time, as you know, belongs to God.
我们人活在时间中。
We live all in the time.
但上帝把它时间圣化。
God has sanctified the time.
他把时间戴上恩典的冠冕。
So he crowned the time with his grace.
我就突然昨天在路上就突然想到了几句话。
So I was thinking about some words while traveling over here.
我就突然想到启示录最后讲的话。
So I was thinking about the words that was in Revelation.
我是阿拉法，我是俄米伽。
So I am the God of Alpha and Omega.
我是初，我是终。
I'm the beginning. I'm also at the end.
这一切我都用恩典给你戴上冠冕。
So I have crowned the grace of all
the things. 从宇宙之始到宇宙之终。
So from the beginning of the universe to the midst of the universe.
我也想到了圣经中我们常说的大家都知道另外一句话。
So we all know there's another words in the Bible.
因为我昨天正好在放的一个这个我也听不懂的。 这个格里高里的咏叹调，OK， 一说就不知道，以马内利。So
he was looking at something. It was Emmanuel and
神与我们同在。God
is with us
从开始到末了。From
the beginning to the end，
这就是这些诗歌告诉我们，神以恩典为我们年岁的冠冕。So
God has crowned the year with His grace.
在这个过程中，我就突然被上帝以恩典为我们时间的冠冕。你在这里要给我们什么？So
you crown the times away. What have you given us?
我就想到了保罗讲的另一句话。So
I was thinking about what Apostle Paul said.
就说在时间这个冠冕中，上帝的恩典到底是什么，或者什么构成了上帝在时间中给我们的冠冕？So
what constitutes this crown? The grace that God crowned the year or the time.
就是保罗的话，旧事已过，看哪，一切都成为新的了。So
it's everything, the old thing has passed, everything become new.
这就中国古人中在一部很古老的书中讲的话，就是狗日新，又日新，日日新。it's okay. 就是如果一天是新的。
If one day it is completely new,
再来的一天也是新的,
and then the next day is also a new day.
每一天都是新的,
so every day is a brand new day for us.
但这个新到在什么地方，其实中国古人不清楚。
So the thing is, even though it was saying in the old ancient Chinese, but what is being renewed?
耶稣来了就把这一个新就揭示出来了。
So when Jesus comes to this world, this given the definition of renewed.
耶稣是一切都成为新的了。
So Jesus has renewed everything.
每一天都是新的,
so every day is a new day for us.
每一天都有新的生命,
so every day there's a new
life for us.
So every day you have a new life coming upon. So every day you have a day of abundance. So this is indeed what God has done, crowned the time.
所以说每一个活在时间中人每一天求神这样把这个冠冕给我
So this is what we indeed wish. We wish God to crown the time.
即将被封为国王的这样一个坐在这个宝座上
Even though with King David who has reigned on, who has reigned the throne.
主你把皇冠戴在我头上
So Lord crown upon my ear.
这皇冠就是我是一个新造的人
So I'll be a renewed person.
看哪, 一切都成为新的
So see everything will be renewed.
完了最后这句话我就慢慢这样一想我大概知道了 同时就马上讲到了第二句
Or then next time, the next is the next verse.
你的路径都滴下直流
And then the trace of your course overflow was abundance. So it's, I admire King David. So the first verse talk about the time and the year. And then next time is It's a trace, it's really the dimension, the worldly dimension.
如果你再看诗篇68篇, 你就会知道,
so if you read Psalm 68,
你就会知道, 这是从上天, 上帝的战车经过,
so you'll see that this is like God's chariot.
但在地上留下来的痕迹,
then leave traces on this world.
这个痕迹是花香满溢,
So this trace is filled with aromas from flowers. There's a lot of light from the stars. So there's two different worlds. So we see this world filled with sun, mountains, and seas and rivers. So you got winds, you got clouds, you got everything. But what you don't see is God has his chariot, he's traveling this world.
这一切地上都满了他的祝福
So the blessing he had the world filled with his blessing
时间上讲到了一切初心
So in time everything will be renewed
他在空间上就告诉你 上帝的恩典无比丰富
And in the dimension of space we'll know that abundance of his grace
因为他的路径都滴下直流
Because everywhere he goes is filled with his blessing and abundance.
百花齐放,
so all the flowers will be in blossom.
百鸟争鸣,
all birds will all singing.
星光灿烂,
and there's stars.
当你有天这样的看的时候，你再看到的上帝的世界。
So if you see, if you look at God's world in this view.
你在这个世上一朵花。
So look at the flowers on this world.
一朵浪花,
a flower that's not
一朵云彩一样的花,
a piece of clouds.
你都看到了上帝无限的恩典,
so you can see God's gracing.
然后你就会由衷地说,
and then you will say,
我心满意足了,
and I'm satisfied.
这日子过得值得。
This is really, my life is really worth it.